Who guides your life? Recently, my husband and I were on a trip to an area we knew nothing about. We joked to ourselves every day as we tried to navigate on strange roadways, confusing roundabouts, and unusual or non-existent street names. Thankfully, we had a trusty GPS in the car, but anyone who has used these remarkable devices know that sometimes they can take you on odd or unexpected highways and byways in their attempts to get you to your destination. And then, of course, you must put in the right details, or it can literally take you to Timbuktu, wherever that is. It seemed quite peculiar to us to place our lives in the care of a machine, as well-tuned as it may be. A perfect example is that it took us to one of our destinations using one set of streets and yet returned us back to our starting point a totally different way. We had watched for landmarks going out and vaguely remembered the names and numbers of highways, but found to our surprise and dismay that we were returned by a perplexing series of twists and turns down a narrow, one-way, one-car streets that we couldn't recognize. If we hadn't finally noticed one of our landmarks we'd visited just the evening before, we wouldn't have known we were so close to our destination and been able to fumble our way back the last few blocks. In fact, the calm, confident voice of the GPS navigator kept insisting we were to turn left when we knew we needed to turn right. We had to finally shut off her insistent voice, trying to correct our apparent navigational error. Does this ever sound like your life? Have you ever needed help getting to a new place and had to rely on the directions of others to get there, not really certain if they were guiding you in the right direction? And sometimes there could be differences and difficulties in language and interpretations and so on and so forth, so that getting the right directions can truly be very, very difficult. How do these situations relate to your circumstances? Do you feel that your life is in need of some direction, yet lack a GPS navigator to get you where you want to go? Or do you worry about trusting your life to uncertain sources and are not convinced they will help you arrive safely at your destination? Or may, in fact, by their counsel, lead you to where they think you should go, as we found out. Perhaps you want to return to a place and a time when things were easier and life was more secure, but you're not sure how to get back there anymore. You've quite literally lost your way, and you don't recognize any of the old landmarks to guide you in your journey. Life can be tricky sometimes, and the way fraught with difficulties and doubt. But isn't it wonderful that we have a Heavenly Father that really wants to guide us and lead us into a place that's best for us, because he always has our best interests at heart? That's something we can never say about a GPS navigator. In Psalm 32:8, God assures us, saying, "I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." What a relief to know that God cares about the direction our lives will take. Moreover, he desires to see us moving forward in a solid direction. Psalm 23:3 repeats this promise, stating, "He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name." There's no better example of guidance than the story of Moses. In Exodus 15:13, Moses confidently states, "With your unfailing love, you lead the people you have redeemed. In your might, you guide them to your sacred home." Moreover, God's guidance of the children of Israel from their land of captivity to their land of promise, so much like our own lives, was protected and perfectly arranged. Exodus 13:21 states, "The Lord went ahead of them. He guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud, and he provided light at night with a pillar of fire. This allowed them to travel by day or by night. I don't know about you, but God's guidance sounds far better than any impersonal GPS. In fact, God promises that He's been there from our very beginning. Job explains, "You guided my conception and formed me in the womb." King David furthers this thought in Psalm 139, where he speaks of God gently forming us in our mother's womb. But he goes on to say that no matter where we go, whether riding the wings of the morning, he says, or dwelling in the depths of the ocean, even there your hand will guide me, David says, and your strength will support me. How can this be, that we may wonder, especially if our year has been challenging and we don't really know we've reached the place that we're at, or really how happy we are now that we're there? Jesus spoke to his disciples and ultimately to us that no matter what we are facing or have endured, and remember, they faced incredible persecution, and Jesus had told them again and again, he's going away. But he assured them in John 16:13, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth. He will speak, not on his own behalf, but will tell you what he has heard, and he will tell you about the future. We have been given the Holy Spirit to guide us, and he is infallible, unfailing, foolproof, dependable, trustworthy, to just name a few of his qualities. So when in doubt, we can always call on him to show us the way, as the psalmist's prayer recommends. Send out your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy mountain, to the place where you live. What safer place is there for us than with God? Secure guidance can also be found in his word. Psalm 119:105 assures us, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." Other passages in Psalm 119 says the same, "Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are my constant guide." And again in Psalm 119:133, he states, "Guide my steps by your word, so I will not be overcome by evil." What better lamp or light can we have than that? But like a light, we have to turn it on, and in the case of the word, we have to open it to receive its sound instruction. But there's also a warning about where we receive our guidance, for the world is a dangerous place and will often lead us where we don't want to go. Deuteronomy 32:12 says, "The Lord alone guided them. They followed no foreign gods." We can't be double-minded when seeking guidance. There's only one reliable source, as Joshua instructs the people before they entered the promised land. "Since you have never traveled this way before," he tells them, "they," the priests, "will guide you." This season of the year, we are reminded of three men who needed divine guidance on their journey. These learned men sought light and truth to understand the signs of the times, and so they looked to the stars for direction. When they discovered a bright star in the sky, they knew immediately that such a sign predicted the birth of a great king. Some scholars have suggested the brilliant star they saw blazing in the night sky was the comet, recorded by Chinese astronomers in 5 BC. But comets were always associated with disaster, so it's unlikely they would have read that as a sign portending a great king. Other scholars have offered that it was the light from the planet Jupiter, designated the kingmaker planet by early Jewish astronomers. And an ancient clay tablet held in the British Museum tells of the alignment of Jupiter and Saturn in 7 BC, which would have looked like a bright star to these wise men from Persia. These planets would have moved across the sky from the east to the west, allowing the wise men to follow their stellar journey in search of the great king. Fortunately, the wise men obeyed, acting, if you will, by that counsel, as we see in Psalm 73:24, "You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny." And just like those wise men, we can make the same glorious discovery and follow his guidance today. We need only remember the efforts that he went to guide the wise men, placing a brilliant star to blaze across the night sky, or even the shepherds for that matter, who were greeted by a myriad of glowing angels singing the message of redemption and grace. So if you're confused today and worry that your GPS or Google Maps or whatever other method you may be using isn't working for you and you can't find your way, know that Jesus is your way, your truth, your life. He assures us that he will guide us throughout our lives. We can forever be assured, as Jeremiah tells us in 29 verses 11 through 14. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen, and if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, promises the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and bring you home again to your own land. I will bring you home again, he says, to your own land. Did I not promise you that God guides us to good things, and his care is remarkable and relentless? What more can we ever need? God bless you. Amen.